Author of the Week, featuring another great creator of narratives for the human race on Southside Broadcasting and Siren Radio.
Okay, it's called Author of the Week, but sometimes the author is a musician, and the musician this week is Chloe Rose. Hello, Chloe, how are you?
Yay, I'm very well, thank you. I'm loving the backdrop that you've got. I know everyone can't see that, but very nice countryside view there. And the is it not the sea, but it's a lake anyway, very nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's just generally getting into the sense of calmness that we need in this crazy, wacky world in which we live in. We had hoped to be actually speaking to the author of Single Mom and the City. That would be Takiyah Smith. And who knows, she may well join us in the not-too-distant future, but if not, not to worry, we could always sort something else up. But Chloe, let's turn to your good self and ask you, as a creator, we're now a week after we've heard the magical world of Golden Sun.
Oh, that's
and has
it.
Been released and so on. Yeah, not Golden Dreams, but Golden Sun. So
it's
how
easy
have you
to get them confused. It's easy to get them confused for sure.
How has it actually been going? How have you feel it's been going? Because again, it's always difficult to sort of get a sense of how the thing's progressing. Are you happy with the reception it's had so far?
Yeah, it is going really well so far. It's exciting that it got in the American magazine, which I think that was like one of the big moments where I was like, oh yeah, it's going well. It is getting some plays and it is getting on playlists, but obviously I've still got a long way to go, Alex. The road is very long. Keep going.
Exactly. And we know that the road is long because we've been speaking to Astro Yeti recently in terms of the road being long and so on. Kaylee, have you managed to listen to Chloe's music as yet?
I have not. Is it on Spotify?
It is indeed.
Well, I recently got rid of my subscription because I was annoyed of how much money it costs a month. But maybe I'll get it back just to listen
to maybe. Oh, thanks, Kaylee. Let
course.
Me know if you manage to. Oh, bless you.
Of course.
or failing that, Kaylee, you could just listen to another programme because it's coming up right now.
Stay.
Chloe Rose and the later single, of course, Golden Sun, which it is, of course, and will be and will continue to be Chloe, kind of de facto author of the week this time around. Let's talk about your composition, Chloe, because, I mean, you've now written an album's worth of fantastic music. Chloe Rose's greatest hits will surely be just around the corner. We've had a whole range of things from Hearts on the Line through Hopes and Dreams through the earlier classic material that you put together. You co-write an awful lot with Harry. Develop that particular format. Is there a kind of standard process that you go through in terms of producing the magic?
Well, usually it's very laid back, I'd say, Alex. It's really laid back. Literally I can go around to his house and he's only like a few minutes away from me. And usually Harry just starts to play the guitar, and he's sort of improvising some chords that he likes, and I start to hum and create a melody from that. I mean, we wrote, which I was really pleased about, Golden Sun. It only took us one evening to create. Oh, I think we
know,
and
Takaya is with us, and
stop?
We can actually say thanks for filling Chloe. More than that, it's been wonderful sharing some thoughts with your good self. Of course, you're still part of the whole program, but as we said earlier, we had hopes in this particular Author of the Week feature to be focusing very much on the joy of Takaya Smith, and hopefully I've got the pronunciation right. Is it Takaya?
I'm close. It's Takia. There's no
emphasis on it. It's Takia. There we are, you see. I wasn't sure it's Takia, Takia, it's Takia. Right. We'll get that sorted through.
But I love the accent, though. I like how you say it.
Well, delighted to introduce you to fabulous souls from the other side of the Atlantic, of course. The Atlantic as opposed to the Pacific, because you're in San Francisco, I believe.
Right, I am.
Excellent. Well, we have Kayleigh Mansell, who's in Chesterfield, England, and Chloe Rose, who's in Cleethorpes, England. And let's go to Kayleigh first, because I think you've already got some questions you want to put to Takia.
Yes, hello. Nice to meet you.
You too.
So my first question is, did you yourself have a novel like this that you kind of used for advice and help? Or do you think that your passion for writing the novel was because you had a lack of something like this and you therefore want to be that kind of outlet for people in your situation?
Yes, I think my inspiration came from mainly my subtitle, and yes, the lack. And there were other single mom books out there, but I think it didn't have like what was most important, like kind of like the foundation, and maybe it did, but it had a lot of other stuff too. And so trying to decipher through like what's important, and for me, like the even just in parenting in general, I think the foundation, I started with the foundational parts within my book. And yeah, it was from like, okay, what's the most important things that a new mom would need, or single mom, new mom would need? And so that's, and the research showed that time and money were the two things that single mothers and even mothers in general, of course, with time were the two things that they lack. So that's what I wanted to focus on, creating more time, creating more money, and an overall rich life. Because my plan, and it still certainly is to write more books. But I just wanted to, or a series. And so I just wanted to start with the foundational things, and then I can build from there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's amazing.
There are approximately 10 million moms parenting alone, according to the Census Bureau. One in four children under the age of 18 are being raised without a father. The thing I like about this particular text, Single Mom and the City, which I suppose Kayleigh referred to it as a novel. Maybe it's a how-to guide. It's a success guide. It's the art of having it all. But the thing I like about it, Takia, is that you kind of take those challenges and really turn it on its head and ensure that you can actually provide a way in which you can do, as opposed to saying, I can't.
Exactly. Absolutely. And, you know, for me, it wasn't just about like my own, it was about my own experiences, but it was also about like doing the research and like hearing what experts had to say with certain things like around money. I mean, because certainly, you know, I'm not the expert on money. So, you know, I just did different stats, and, you know, like I used like some information that Warren Buffett like had to provide. There was another super successful book that I created a chapter on, which was the 80-20 rule, and I incorporated that into parenting, which is super helpful. So yeah, I feel like, you know, I just took the most important things, the things like that would have been super helpful to me, even just as a new mom in general. If I were to have some, I think it, if I were to have something like this, I would have been better off. Like, for example, like I talk about when you have a baby, like starting an investment account for them. And I think if I would have done that when my daughter was first born, even if it was just, you know, $25, $50, whatever it was a month, you know, starting from like birth or even conception to now, you know, or to, you know, to when they turn 18, like that could be a substantial amount of money with, you know, without it taking away from your lifestyle. I mean, we spend, you know, money on coffee, money on McDonald's, what, you know, whatever else that could go towards, like helping fund helping start your kid off right once they become a young adult.
Indeed. And there are other alternatives which are slightly healthier than the two you've just mentioned, but never mind. Let's not have a caffeine-free society, and let's stay away from conglomerates to actually push burgers. Let's move to a different line entirely. I'm looking at singlemomandthecity.com, which is a wonderful go-to website, which actually incorporates the $500 plan, which is about £450, I think, if you're translating it to British currency, lifestyle, money, and so on. From your own background, of course, you studied business and merchandise product development at the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising, otherwise known as FIDM. And it's interesting that girl power, I mean, you're too young to remember the Spice Girls and the advent of the 90s of girl power, aren't you?
Spice Girls?
Well, there we are. Okay. But female empowerment, I mean, obviously it was around long before the Spice Girls. We go back over 100 years in terms of the suffragettes. And even before then, we had lots of exciting things going through that. But is this a passion that you felt actually you wanted to address in your blogs, in your writing, and obviously in this particular text?
Yeah, I think as a woman, you know, once a girl, I mean, female empowerment, girl power is just, I mean, I think a path is just, it's a part of me, I would say. And certainly because I have a daughter, I guess even more so, wanting her to feel empowered, to really just live the kind of life that she wants to live on her own terms, whatever that is. And, you know, with giving her the tools to be able to do that through my action, and yeah, putting words to action, not just talking about it, but being about it. So certainly, I mean, as a woman, I mean, it's hard to not feel strongly about women empowerment. So girl power.
Well, let's turn to somebody who's manifesting that in her music, of course. We were speaking to her earlier. She's on the program, and indeed, we'll have lots of questions for you. Chloe Rose, thoughts from yourself.
Yeah, I'm loving the girl power bit. I just love that. Yeah, I really liked the read up on it about the fact that it was, you know, trying to help single mothers that are, you know, struggling to find the right way. Sorry, you can hear my niece crying in the background. I was trying to move to avoid it. Oh, bless her. But these are the ways that we have to deal with. So this goes with it. Oh, dear. Yeah, what I wanted to ask really was what inspires you, like what inspired you to become a writer?
So from the title, I mean, you might suspect that I love Sex and the City. I'm a huge fan. And so actually the name, I've always liked writing since like really young. I love writing poetry. I never imagined that I would write a book. It started from the title, Single Mom in the City, that just kind of came to me one day. And it was like, wow, I really like that name. And I didn't think I was going to write a book. I didn't even know I was going to do it in book form, but I knew I wanted to do something. And then I would say like 3 years later is when I got the idea to write a book, because it's like, I can put all the information in there. I can do it once and then it's out there versus some, you know, something that's kind of where there was a YouTube channel or some, you know, something ongoing. I think that was less me, and I do have a passion for writing. And so, yeah, I just did it.
And Kaylee, back to yourself. Any other thoughts you'd like to raise?
I wanted to ask, so I feel like mothers sometimes struggle with identity, especially when being left to do the responsibilities alone. I feel like a lot of mothers struggle to see themselves outside of the role of being a mother. So I wanted to ask, what makes you who you are, despite writing a novel about this? Like, what are your hobbies? Like, what do you enjoy doing? I feel like, do you resonate with yourself as much as you resonate with your mother, your motherhood, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's so important to have a life outside of your children, because if you don't, when they go away to college, what are you going to do? You're going to be like, oh gosh, you know. So I think it's very important. And I think also too, like I had seen other mothers that had like older kids, and they, you know, would kind of say that, like, oh gosh, my kid's off is off. Like, now what do I do? And I'm like, gosh, that's a not to me personally, that's not the existence I want to revolve my entire life around
Absolutely.
my kid, because when they go on and get their families, they're going to be doing them. So the things that I enjoy out, and I think it's important to have that balance and that separate life too. So the things that I enjoy outside of mothering, of course, is I like playing tennis. I love hot yoga, although since the pandemic I haven't and I know that it's over, but I felt weird about practicing in that heated close room. I love live music. I love wine tasting. I dabble in a bit of golf. I love sports. I love like author talks, all kind of things. So,
Amazing.
yeah, I like to enrich myself, I would have to say. I love learning new things. So, and in San Francisco, there's so many things to do and experience. So there's always something, you know, if you there's always something that you can do on any given day of the week. So I just love exploring. That's just my person. Yeah, I have an explorative personality, I'd say.
Yeah, cool.
And yet, Takia, no mention of Jimmy Choo shoes. I mean, surely, Sex and the City, Jimmy Choo, I should be there, as a matter of course. I don't wear them
That's true.
myself, but I'm just saying.
I don't have any Jimmy Choo shoes, though. I don't. You know, I do have a designer pair or two, but they're not comfortable. Some of those designer brands are not super comfortable. And yeah.
Especially if you're trying to play tennis or golf in them, that is a disaster. You
It's
know, it's just
impossible. It's completely impossible.
yeah. It's a we need another sequel. Chloe, back to yourself.
Yeah, so is there anything new that you're writing at the moment that you could maybe give us, you know, a little bit of insight into? I'd love to know about that too.
I'm working on a coffee table book around San Francisco Bay Area. So like about, you know, some of the things that, you know, we all know about, or images of things like the bridge, the perhaps you might know of the Crooked Street, but also imagery of some things that are not all in the tourist guides or whatever, some more like hidden sites and gems as well. So yeah, coffee table book.
And not a book about coffee tables, which is easily
No,
confusing.
I have no. I couldn't even write about
Yeah.
that.
To Kia, San Francisco is clearly, it's got its own unique atmosphere, just as New York has. We have a regular show called New York Real Talk with Pamela Sue Mann, a musician and writer from New York. Los Angeles, we're regularly in contact with. Detroit, Chicago. I'm intrigued in terms of what gives San Francisco that special magic that allowed Tony Bennett to say he left his heart in San Francisco.
You know, it's a really nice place, and it's overall, and it's diverse. It's a pretty nice melting pot, so you have all kind of different rich cultures. You know, there are different neighborhoods that are kind of dedicated to certain cultures. Like there's like the Mission, which has like a large Latino population in their culture. Japantown and their culture. So I think it's the diversity of people, along with the weather is nice. It's a beautiful city, and there are just, I feel like the world is your oyster when you're here. Like, pretty much anything that you would want to do, there are programs that can support you, or mentors, or organizations that you can join. So I feel like, anything you want to do, you could do it here.
Well, we talked about Spice Girls. Coming up after this, we're speaking to Louise Redknapp, who was known for her own singing career and also was with the band Eternal back in the 90s. What about your own musical choices? In terms of obviously being a mum yourself, when you're not writing this, when you're not writing about San Francisco, do you have any particular styles or genres of music which you think, yeah, I've got to listen to that?
I like R&B. Honestly, I like all kind of music, and it depends on what I'm in the mood for. Like this morning, for example, I was listening to jazz while I was like making breakfast and getting ready. So if I don't have one particular kind, like I said, R&B, hip hop, I like blues, I like gospel, spiritual music.
Any particular artists that you'd like us to dig out for you at this moment?
Oh yeah. So I love Brian McKnight. I love Whitney Houston. May she rest in peace. Prince is, I'm a huge Prince fan. Gospel, I love the Jackson Southerners, Sam Cooke. You might have heard of Sam
Yeah.
Cooke.
Okay, let's go for favorite Prince track and favorite Whitney Houston track then.
Oh my gosh. One that I really love listening to Whitney is Run to You. That was in The Bodyguard.
Won't you hold me in your arms
Prince. Oh my
Thumbs up
gosh.
from Chloe there. Definite thumbs up.
Yes, I love that song. Oh gosh, now I'm going to listen to it when I get off the call. Haven't listened to it in a while. Prince, I would say, oh, it's so many. I love When Doves Cry. I love
It's
the
a good
Purple Rain
choice.
album. That's one of my
Yeah.
favorite albums, so I love that album.
Let's move back to your fantastic work, your Single Mom and the City. How would you describe it? Because as I said, I've said it's more like a text, it's more like a how-to guide. How would you describe it yourself, Takia?
No, definitely. That's spot on. I would refer to it as a how-to guide. I mean, essentially, and really, I would almost say that it's kind of like an adulting 101 book, because much of the information, I mean, like I said, I was inspired by the title and by women and moms. But really, I would say, and people that are not moms have read it, and even like friends that are like dads have read it. And I would say really that it has about 10% of the information is mom or dad specific, and much of it is just about how to be the best you, because at the end of the day, like your kids, they're watching you. They're watching what you do. And if you don't care for yourself, if you're like neglecting yourself, like what do you think they're going to do when they get older and they get to be an adult? They're going to think that, oh, that's what you're supposed to be doing. But no, like moms, you don't have to neglect yourself. You can be a great mom and give to your kids and give to yourself. And I think so many times that, oh, and here's a great example. Like when you're on the plane, you're on the flight, the flight attendant, when they're going through their spiel, they're like, put your mask on prior to, like, if there's an emergency, put your mask on first prior to helping whoever's next to you. And it's because if at the end of it, if you're not good, and well, then how can you like help someone else? It's a little bit more difficult. So it's kind of the same with it's not kind of, it's exactly the same with mothering, that you have to fill your own cup, fill your own self up so that you can be of greatest benefit to your children. And so that I would say that's how I would describe the book.
You mentioned or alluded to one aspect that I was going to question you about. What about single dads? Is it useful for them as well, would you say?
Absolutely. Although I don't know, how much they'd want to, be walking around with a book with pink on it. Although some may not mind, but no, absolutely. I think if I were to like have a book like this for dads, I mean, I would change some things up, obviously. Like we're very similar in some ways, and if it was a single dad versus a single mom and how you would operate. But I think that there would be some differences. Like as a dad, there would be some things that you would do a little, just because we're different. Like women are more nurturing, I think, than dads are. So I think that some things might be just slightly different. But to answer your question, yes, it would be very helpful for dads too.
I like the phrase that you employ, don't wait for the perfect moment, take the moment and make it perfect. So that's something I think which certainly resonates as a good kind of motto to work through. In fact, you could always put that on the Golden Gate Bridge, basically, and actually have it as a San Francisco motto, and claim that for that sort of thing. Go with it. Kaylee, anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I wanted to say, I don't know if this is true, but I feel like there's maybe not a prejudice, like maybe apprehension for single mothers to devote time to reading how-tos and things, just because, like you said, I feel the two things that they value most is time and money. So how would you respond to the apprehension in terms of your novel? So what would you say in response to that if they're worried that they might be not have enough time to read, for example?
Yeah, well, my book is pretty short. It's 100, I think 150 pages, and some of those are like blank, the beginning and all that kind of thing. So it's super straight to the point. Like I've definitely read other single mom books that are like one or two that are like probably double in size, and there might be like a little bit more like fluff in there, but I get straight to the point. And I've been told that it's a really easy read. It's a fast read. The chapters are fairly short overall, and really they could go to the, and it's not like cumulative, so they can read it out of order. They can go to the table of contents and see what chapters are most relevant if they prefer to do it like in that moment. And just read that, whatever that would be most helpful to them in that moment. Because I do that too sometimes with books, especially if they're not cumulative, where you need to read it in order. Which mine, you definitely don't need to read it in order. So,
Amazing.
as far as I know, neither Chloe or Kaylee actually have any children. I could be wrong, but I don't know. But hopefully, this is something. I mean, would you say that this is also something you could actually read before you became a mom, before you actually, as a sort of bit of useful information, just as the whole life experience?
Oh, 100%. And I've even thought about like, gosh, maybe I should have made it just to, not regarding single moms, because yeah, I've been told that by people that have read it, like this can apply to anybody. And like I said, like maybe like 10%, is applying to parenting, but much of it, like in the beginning, create the life that you want. I believe that's the first chapter. It's about, you know, creating the life that you want, regardless of your situation, who you are, and you know, assisting in doing that by like meditation, which has been scientifically proven to increase the amygdala, which is in the brain, which assists with your like creativity and stress levels. So that's for everybody. The level up chapter, which is talking about, and the window cleaners are like, which talks about, which has like scientific data in there that talks about how we present ourselves in the world, impacts our pay in the workplace, impacts how we're treated by others. I mean, those are facts, and those can assist, you know, any and everybody.
We talked about San Francisco earlier, Takia. Any thoughts about Europe? Ever considered actually flying across the Atlantic and actually visiting us in Britain, or indeed other aspects of the world?
Absolutely. I know I've never been, and I absolutely want to visit. Like that's on my to-do list, to visit Europe. Like I do like love fashion, and from the pictures that I've seen, it seems very beautiful. And I know you guys have the great wine out there in Europe. And so no, I'm totally you know, I totally am looking forward to traveling there one day.
Indeed, it's frequently been said that the Humber Bridge is very similar to the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge, basically. Many people have been very confused. They thought, is it the San Francisco Bridge? No, it's the Humber Bridge. It's just a thought there.
Oh,
There we are.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
Exactly. Worth saying. Chloe, any closing thoughts from yourself?
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you, really, because I feel like it's something that, you know, in a few years I will read. It sounds like the Bible for, you know, becoming a parent that's, you know, okay to just sort of follow a, well, I guess, sort of. Oh, I've got to be mind has gone a bit, but I just feel like I'd know what to do. It's like a manual to tell me, right, don't worry, you can do this. And no, I love all the like positive sort of, yeah, positivity from you as well, and the phrases that you're coming out with, it just makes me feel like, oh, you know what, it will be okay. Because I know it's like a hard thing, isn't it, to be a parent. It's not easy. It's not easy for anyone. And no, I just love that. So yeah, I hope that it does amazing, and I'm sure it will. So keep going.
Thank you. Yeah, true.
You're
Parenting
welcome.
isn't easy, you know, per se, but
Yeah.
it's so worth it, and it's so rewarding. And especially like, you know, you pour yourself into the child, and then you see the outcome, and it's like, you know, the outcome of everything you've poured into them over the years, and it's like wow, I did that. I created this awesome little, you know, little now, you know, big human or whatever. And so yeah, so it's very rewarding. It's you know, it's probably, you know, it's the hardest job you'll ever have. That's just a
Yes.
fact, but it's just so rewarding and so beautiful.
And there you have it. As a little help from the Almighty as well, I'm sure wonderful things will happen. Well, we played Chloe Rose's number earlier in the program. We've heard some Whitney Houston, of course. We're going to hear a little bit more from Prince and When Doves Cry. Then we've got Louise Redknapp, of course, now a single mom, and she'll be giving her tips on how to actually cope with that challenge when faced with running out of broadband in your house and running out of data and other sort of aspects, a more technical approach to the whole thing. But we've got two final questions for you. To Kia. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting Zoomer with us on the midweek drive today? Has it been okay for you?
Yeah, you've all been just lovely. Yeah, I appreciate all of you, your great questions, and I felt very comfortable and very welcome. This felt like, you know, I was just chatting with old friends. So thank
Well, there you go. And singlemomandthecity.com presumably is the best place to go to find out further information.
Yes.
And do you have the other socials? I mean, are you a regular TikToker, Instagrammer, and so on?
I'm an Instagrammer, and it's just the and Takia, the in my name.
There you go.
Now
Well,
I'm not a
Takia,
TikToker.
it's been awesome connecting with your good self. Can we look forward to connecting with you again in the not too distant future? Will you be kind enough to return?
Absolutely, I would be honored to. Thank you.
There we are. So excellent stuff there. Thanks to Kia for some awesome inspirational aspects there. Again, a reminder that to Kia Smith, Single Mom and the City is available now and well worth accessing for all sorts of areas, as we've just said. Chloe Rose, good luck with your single. It's going to be continually successful and wonderful. That's Golden Sun, which could almost be about San Francisco because it does have a golden sun in San Francisco as well. So Golden Gate Bridge, Golden Sun. So there we are. And Kaylee Mansell, thank you. Take care. Keep on keeping on. Keep on being wonderful. Now, back in the day, and I'm speaking probably the 20th century here, it would probably be a case of, if you were arguing about technology, it would be what mobile phone, or rather, what mobile phone are you going to use, or indeed, what your remote control would be tuned to for your television station, etc. These days, of course, the internet is very much ever-present in our world, etc., and with a whole range of sort of aspects that can be provided for it. However, there are still challenges when it comes to connectivity and domestic harmony, with 2 in 3 parents admitting that teenagers get grumpy if their data runs dry. So who are we going to turn to actually solve this particular problem? Well, genuinely a Renaissance woman, an actress, a singer, a writer, a songwriter extraordinaire. It's the awesomely talented Louise Redknapp. How are you, Louise?
Hi, how you doing? I wish I was the one to solve all of these problems, but it's probably not me.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think you are the best Sally Bowles the UK has ever seen with respect to cabaret. And let's not get started on the other sort of marvellous things. Plus, of course, the fabulous you got this. And you got this, Louise. You know, it's we shares everything. This particular finding from EE does suggest that obviously there is a challenge here. I mean, as a mum yourself, is this something you've been faced with in terms of, oh, the connectivity's gone down, we've got connectivity rage at store here?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've got teenage boys, so I know, like, if Wi-Fi is down or lagging or they can't get on because they've used all their data, you know, straight away they're on to my phone and using up mine. But yeah, I think for many reasons and for many different parents everywhere, the data is important to them for a number of reasons. For me, I think sort of being able to get in touch with them and having that safety is my number one priority, as why I don't ever want the kids to run out of data. But like I said, everybody's got different reasons. Some people want to occupy their kids while they're working, or they've got things to do, or they meet with friends. It's a whole host of reasons.
The notion of actually having harmony in the house, keeping it happy. It's interesting that failing to do chores with over a third, 37% actually falling into that particular trap. 6% ahead of lagging Wi-Fi connectivity. And dare I say, with respect to I'm being stereotypical here with respect to male adults and young male adults and adolescents. Is poor personal hygiene ever an issue with yourself, Louise, and the family?
Absolutely not. That is one that I do not allow in this household. No, that isn't one of my ones. But I think, like, the reason when I spoke to E about this, that the sort of two main factors that I thought were really important for parents was the number one, the stay connected data, which allows, and once, say, my son's data is used up, if he's out and about, it switches on and they're allowed to get more data. So I know I can always, always get in touch with him. So for me, it's that safety thing. Bo's 13 now and going out, you know, finding his own way, being away from me for a little bit longer at a time where I'm not there. So being able to get in touch with him is really key. And then the other part that they've done, which again, I think is really important for people to know, is the data gifting. So you can use your unused data and switch it over to a family member. So if they're out and about, you can instantly do that. And you know that they've got data to get in touch with them. So for me, the whole data thing, there's loads they want to do. And absolutely, if they've all got plenty of data, the household is a lot more peaceful. But on a serious note, I always like to be able to get a hold of them and know where they are.
Yeah, I mean, again, nearly three quarters of parents worrying that they won't be able to get hold of their children if their data actually runs out. I suppose, particularly in the modern world that we live in, it is a challenge that we're faced with. So, I mean, EE have obviously introduced this particular package. It's a refreshed plan of essentials all round, a full works and so on. You've got lots of additional family benefits. Is this, in collaboration with yourself, Louise, part of the solution to the challenge?
Do you know what? I think any solutions, no matter how big or how small, if they're a solution to something within a family home, then it's worth trying it out. I know for me, on a personal level, I do get concerned if I'm ringing Bo or I'm texting him and it's not going through and he can't get hold of me. I know that that's quite a stress for me because I panic about him and want to know he's okay. And then there's also just the added thing of sometimes their downtime is slightly different to maybe what our downtime used to be, you know, 30 odd years ago. They are used to having a device and being able to look at things online, read things, go on apps, stay in touch with their friends, all of those different ways. And I know my kids stay in touch with their friends constantly by doing on these big group chats, and without data they can't do that. And I think in lockdown we realized how important it was that they sort of maintain their friendship groups and can speak to them and, you know, all of that, keep in touch. So I think there's a lot in this, and it's important that we're just aware of it.
Yeah. Well, EE has indeed been named the UK's number one 5G network in 2020 and 2021. So good stuff from that perspective. Where can people go to find out further details about this particular study, Louise, and ways in which maybe some of those family conflicts can be adjusted simply by sharing data?
I think if you go onto the EE website, it's all really self-explanatory. It's all there. You can choose what packages work for you. And it kind of lets you understand a little bit more about how it all works with the data switching and the stay connected data. So yeah, it's worth just going and checking it all out.
Fantastic. And of course, back in 2020, you got this was published Sunday Times bestseller. Any plans for a sequel?
Oh, I don't know about that. New music, definitely. New books, not sure. It's quite hard.
New books and music will be fantastic. For the moment, though, Louise Redknapp, huge thanks. Renaissance woman extraordinaire. Keep on keeping on and stay connected.
Thank you.
Of it all, but I can see that it makes no sense at all.